Well, good evening, everybody, wherever you're at. Hong Kong, Beijing, Plano, Sarkozy. Oh, yeah. Wherever. We talk to the world. You say, where's Sarkozy? That's where I was born and raised. Always want to say hello to the folks. Right? How y'all doing? Well, that's good. We got some interesting material tonight. Interesting. We'll be speaking from the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. The 8th chapter of the book of Acts is the most interesting chapter. It shows sorcerers that bewitch the entire city. And I will be talking to some of them tonight in Plano, and, you know, wherever, South Bend, Indianapolis, Tulsa, Joplin, Anaheim, thank God, Washington, D.C., amen, wherever you're at, we'll be talking. We are going to be speaking the oracles of God. It's a great blessing to be a servant of God, you know what? Servant of God. You know what a servant of God does? They speak God's words. They speak God's word. So, I think probably we could get started into the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Kathy, you ready?
Ready, verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was great persecution against...
Wait just a minute. Saul was consenting unto the death of Stephen, and Saul here happens to be the Apostle Paul. All right, let's go.
And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea, Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men...
Wait, just a minute. A great persecution. The church in Jerusalem, they were scattered everywhere, except the apostles. You see, I said this last night's message. The apostles can take the persecution. They can take the affliction and the persecution. Others who are weaker, they scatter. They scatter. They can't take the heat. But apostles and prophets, they can handle the persecution that's dished out. They can handle it. So I don't want to. Well, go ahead and cry. You're going to anyway. Amen. You know what I like about God? When he gets you, he puts a hook in your jaw. And he said, where? He says, where are you going? I don't like this. Good, stay here. Where are you going? I don't like this. That's good, stay right here. I don't like this persecution. No problem, stay here. I don't like people not liking me. Well, they don't like God. Amen. So, Kathy, would you continue reading in Acts 8?
Verse 2, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word.
Just 1 minute. If you think for 1 minute that you are beyond being helped to serve God, look at Saul, the Apostle Paul. Well, look at me, I don't care. You know what a man said to me once? He said, well, if God can save you, he can save anybody. I said, yeah, probably so. Wonder how come he didn't save you. The guy's gone. You better watch your tongue, folks, what it says, because you'll give account for every evil word that you speak. Oh, don't kid yourself. Every one of them. Every single one. Now, where are we going next?
Verse 4, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word.
Oh, when they scattered them, they're supposed to be preaching the word. Got that? Let's go.
5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them.
Now remember, Philip was one of the 7 deacons. All right, let's go. But he went and preached Christ.
And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did.
He did miracles. He was an evangelist. When God sent you, you'll do miracles. If God sent you, you will do miracles. Don't forget that. If you're not doing miracles, you better know God didn't send you. Let's go.
For unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many.
Unclean spirits. Unclean spirits. Coming out of many with a loud voice. Crying out, saying what, got it?
Many possessed with them. That's all. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them.
Oh, they cried. Read that for me again. Okay. I didn't get it.
For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them.
Do you hear that? Unclean spirits coming out of many, crying with a loud voice that were possessed with the unclean spirits. You know, we used to have a whole bunch of people that hung out in Plano, Anaheim, South Bend, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Tulsa, Joplin, thank God, Houston, and that they unclean spirits would cry out of them. It was fun to watch them, you know. But one day, they caved in. Their hearts were too hard. They gave up, and they went back to the world. And the devil came, brought seven more with him, more wicked than the first one. Let's go.
And many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed.
Many that were paralyzed were healed, and many that were lame were healed. All right?
8, and there was great joy in that city.
That'll bring joy. Did you know that? Let's go.
9, but there was a certain man named called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one.
Look at that. Some great one named Simon. He was a sorcerer. He held out himself out to be some great one. And he bewitched in their city. He bewitched in their city. Now, let's go to the next one.
10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God.
All right. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest. You know, when I came to Plano, there was a woman in Plano that the charismatics just all listened to. They thought she was some great one. Some great one. And she didn't even cast out devils. She was full of witchcraft. Full of witchcraft. And a whole lot of people were submitted to her spirit, that spirit of witchcraft. And they came, a lot of them came here, but they didn't last. They couldn't hang out. They couldn't stay here. Why? Because the power of God drove them out. You can't stay where the power of God's at. Forever, he'll drive you out. Thank God. Don't kid yourself. You cannot hang out around the gospel. It'll drive you out and take your demons with you. Now, Simon, what did he do?
To whom they all gave heed, and 11, and to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries.
Yeah, what's next?
12. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
Right. Then what did Simon do?
Then Simon himself believed also.
Right. Now, you know, a lot of Simons used to come hang out with my ministry. And they're in big trouble with God, you know? Big trouble with God. Because they hang out. And I can't read blogs. I can't read them because I can't see. I can't see to read. All these wicked spirits have come against me. Come against me in a strong way. And, you know, that there's a guy named Harold. Harold W. You know, W stands for William. Did you know William wrote letters to these people at Waterbluff, but he called himself Bill. Wrote all kinds of letters to people in these blue chairs. Bill made great boast with his letters. He's going to empty the blue chairs. That's what Bill said, or Zeke, or some other alias. Isn't that amazing? Oh, Bill. Bill, I know you. You know I know you. Oh, yeah. You told me once, I envied you, Bill. Did I ever laugh at that? I said, and what for? Why would I envy you? Amen. Envy you. So, you know, we've known all along who Harold and Bill was, but today God is dealing with Bill. With Bill, a sorcerer. Bill, a sorcerer. Amen. And then, you know, they tell me that there's somebody that calls himself Frenchie. Frenchie. Now, I have no idea who Frenchie is. And I cast an effeminate spirit out of a Frenchman once. But I cast a Muslim spirit out of a Pakistanian. So what's that got to do with it? I don't know. But I understand that this person, Frenchie, has got a no name hanging out with him. Anybody know the no name? Don't speak it. You're in trouble. You know, God's after this bunch. You know that? Then I wonder what AR has done. What wonder what kind of attack AR has done on my ministry. Yeah, AR. Got amazing in it. Amen. And then I'm told, somebody told me, the rock star of Plano. The rock star. Now what does that mean? The star that went on the rocks. Well, I don't know who you are. I don't know you at all. I do not know you at all. I know some people, but they were decent people. So surely this couldn't be the same bunch. You know? And then we had the bully. The bully. Yeah, We have the bully of the area. The bully. And he hides behind skirts. He's a bully. So who's he? Well, I don't know. He's just a bully. Don't you know all these people? Well, I don't. I don't know their identity. Amen. But they're all sorcerers. You know that? They're all sorcerers. They all walk in sorcery. They walk in sorcery. Is that not incredible? Amen. They walk in sorcery. And you know where all sorcerers are going? They're going to the pit. Now you can read that in Revelation chapter 21. All sorcerers. Now it doesn't say all, it says sorcerers. They'll go to the pit. That's pretty freaky, isn't it? Amen. And these people operate here in Plano and still do, I guess, and they hold themselves out to be some great ones. Some great ones. Great doing what? None. You cast out any devils? Heal any sick? You raise any dead? Well, I'm just asking. Because God's dealing with you wicked sorcerers. He's dealing with you. And y'all, just like Simon, you thought you could buy your way into the kingdom of heaven. You thought you could buy your way into the kingdom of heaven. Kathy, would you read on? What happened then? What was the next verse?
Okay, 13.
Simon believed, right?
Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done.
Just a minute. This guy believed, and he was baptized in water. Baptized in water. And look at him. Look, let's see what he did. Just because you believed and you were baptized in water, that'd make you a great saint. You know that? No, that'd make you a great saint, though. Let's see about this. What's next?
14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John.
Oh, Philip was an evangelist. And he went and preached Christ. All right? He preached Christ. He preached the gospel. And he got people born again. And he got them baptized in water. Did you know that? Well, it says so. Baptized in water. Did you know that's what a lot of American preachers do? That they preach Christ, maybe, I don't know. But they sure baptize them. Get them baptized in water. And they get them to join churches that they like. I'm talking about the preacher likes. That, look, then it's time to get the Holy Ghost, right? And who comes to Samaria to minister the Holy Ghost? Now, I've been in the charismatic movement 43 years. And you people have disobeyed the word of God for 43 years. Don't you think it's about time that you got something straight? You can't baptize people with the Holy Ghost. You can't pray for them. Amen. Well, you just can't. You can get them born again. You can preach Christ. You don't even have to preach the gospel. You can preach Jesus. That's what America's done. That's what's happened in America. They preach Jesus. I don't know how many's been saved. I don't have any idea. I'm not the judge. God is the judge of all earth. And he does right. But when it comes to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can't do that. You cannot do that at all. Amen. No, not at all. Would you read on again?
Verse 15, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
The apostles came down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
All right, let's go. That was who? Peter and John.
Peter and John.
All right, let's go.
16, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Did you get that? You people made all kinds of excuses about being born again, what you received then, and then the baptism of the Holy Spirit, what you received then, and baptized in the name of Jesus. And what happened then? You didn't know anything. You were so confused. You didn't know your left hand, your right hand. Amen. The apostles came, prayed for Samaria, that they, the people that had been born again, and prayed for them. They received the Holy Ghost, right?
Right.
Now, let's see what that.
17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost.
Amen. The apostles laid hands on the people, and they received the Holy Ghost, right?
Right.
Let's go.
And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money.
Whoa. Simon saw the Holy Spirit was given, and he wanted to buy the Holy Ghost. He offered the apostles money. He offered the apostles money. And let's see what took place. What happened, Kevin?
19, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost.
Wait a minute. Did you know a lot of you want power? You don't want the gospel? You don't want to walk in correction? You don't want to walk in the power of God, which will correct your wicked hearts? You want power, though. You want power to get money. You want power to heal. You want power to preach. But you don't want the power of God changing your heart, conforming you to the image of Jesus. That's the problem with the church. Amen. The problem with the church, they don't want their hearts messed with. They're so righteous in their own eyes. And he said he wanted to buy the power. You know, I don't know what that power was, but it wasn't just anything. It was, he saw something, or they did. They saw something. Everywhere that you read, if you read in Acts 2, and Acts 10, and Acts 19, they all spoke in tongues when they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see, what about 4:30? They'd already spoken in tongues before they got together and prayed in that 30th verse. So quit using that, and you silly preachers that say, now that's, they give all five. They say, now that's 3 out of 5. They spoke in tongues. And that'll hold up in the court of law. We're not in a court of law, stupid. We're in the church, the body of Christ. I've heard them. One of your teachers used to say that. 3/5 went anywhere, he'd say. 3/5 of what? I'm having some fun. What's next, Kathy?
Verse 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee.
Wait a minute. Here's an apostle. The apostle Peter, with the Spirit of God in him. And he said to that person that wanted to buy the Holy Ghost, thy money perish with you. Now, I'm going on with this in a little bit, but, well, I'm going to complete, but I'm going to show you something. That God's judgment was on that man with the same first words out of his mouth. Thy money perish with you. In other words, he said, Simon, you and your money will perish together. All right, now what's next?
Because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money.
And he told him why. That he and his money would perish together. Because Simon, a sorcerer, wanted to buy the Holy Ghost. And God said, you can't buy anything with me. Let's go.
21. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God.
Hear this. Thou hast no lot or part in this matter because your heart is not right. Your heart is not right. Let's go on.
Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee.
Repent of what?
Repent therefore of this thy wickedness.
Of this thy wickedness. Next.
And pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee.
Notice where that was at. That was in his heart, wasn't in his head. Now the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. Go ahead.
23. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity.
Whoa. Peter says, I perceive. That's one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Discern. I discern that thou art what? In the gall of bitterness?
Right.
And what else?
And in the bond of iniquity.
Bond of iniquity. You see, the Spirit of God, operating the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit through a person that God sends, they perceive your wickedness. They know what your problem is. They don't need somebody to tell them. They can tell you what your problem is. Amen. And they told, and Peter told Simon. And let's see, what did Simon say?
Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. 25. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans.
Hold it. Simon says, pray that none of these things that you have spoken come upon me. You know what Peter said by the Spirit of God? Thy money perish with thee. And there's no record, nothing here, that the request by Simon was granted. It was already done. God had already spoken his judgment upon him. His money perished with him because his heart was not right with God. Not right with God. You know the love of money is the root of all evil? Not money, love of money. So they went back to Jerusalem, right? How many more verses we have, you know?
We are in 26 and there are 40 verses.
Oh, let's just take off reading.
Okay, 26. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, arise and go down the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert.
No, let's do it. Let's take this up tomorrow night. Because this is a beautiful thing. This is where the unit, right?
Right.
Oh, this is a whole evening of talking. So, let's just worship and praise God.